My, what a peculiar place to have a party. You know, Dinah, we really shouldn't be doing this.
This is Radio Wonderland with Alice in Wonderland.
Throw your motherfucking hands.
Get them. Someday,
stand by for Alice in Wonderland.
Hey, it's Alice in Wonderland. Welcome back to Radio Wonderland. This is episode 201. I hope you guys had a great week. How are you feeling? Let me know. My week's been pretty chill. I'm just kind of finishing off a bunch of music and preparing for the future. And, you know, I feel like at the end of the year, festivals will be coming back and life will be feeling a little bit more regular. So I'm very optimistic about that, especially looking forward to my Red Rocks show in September. Anyways, today I have a very special show for you. I got to sit down with the drum and bass legend Dimension from the UK. This is kind of funny because I actually recorded this interview when I was at the end of my quarantine in New Zealand, and we were actually quarantining together at the same hotel for 2 weeks. So he was the only person I saw really for 2 weeks. And we're going to jump into that interview with him and have a chat. Then he's going to take over the decks with a crazy guest mix. I'm so excited to have him on the show. No time to waste. This is 808s and Mates with Dimension.
You're listening to Radio Wonderland with Alice in Wonderland.
Hey, welcome to Radio Wonderland. We've got a really special 808s and Mates today. I am with Dimension, drum and bass legend. What's up?
Hey, Alex. How's it going? You good?
I'm good. I'm going to tell everyone where we are right now. We're in New Zealand. We're about to play our first show in, well, my first show in 10 months. What's yours?
Well, I played yesterday, but aside from that, it's been months as well. So yeah, I'm really excited to play like a big festival stage for the first time in about probably 9 months, I guess. Yeah.
And how was yesterday?
It was absolutely incredible. I mean, to have so many people like squeeze into a room and all have an amazing time singing along the songs and the lyrics. It's just something that I kind of like thought I wouldn't see for such a long time into quarantine, and to see it after such a long time waiting, it was just such an amazing like sensory overload, but also an amazing experience. So yeah.
Yeah, well, you know what? I feel like we need to talk about something funny, which is the fact that you and I quarantined in the same hotel together.
Yeah. We became very good at walking in tight 5 meter circles for a long period of time.
Honestly, we actually walked around in a circle for an hour and a half one night in a concrete room, in a circle, because it's the only thing we could do. This is the first time we've seen each other with our masks off.
Yeah. So. Yeah, you have a wonderful mouth.
Thank you. You also have a wonderful mouth. I don't think I've ever been told that.
Well, it was just hidden for such a long time, so yeah. I was so excited to see it in the flesh, and it certainly didn't let me down.
Okay. Well, you know, if you guys are listening out there, your girl just got complimented, and that feels pretty nice. I'm going to take that compliment. So, yeah, tonight, you excited? I just want to know, we're going to start from the beginning, okay? Because I'm going to get you to curate some music right now. Because you're going to do a mix, but I want you to curate some music. I want to know, like, what is the song that got you into drum and bass? And we're going to play it right now.
It's a song by a group called Pendulum called Hold Your Colour.
Shout out Australia.
Yeah, exactly.
Amazing. Shout out Pendulum. Let's play it right now.
Wonderland.
Oh,
We're back on 808s and Maids with me, Alison Wonderland, and Dimension.
Hey, Alex.
Hey. Hey, if you guys don't know, my real name is actually Alex, and so he's a real friend.
Sorry, is that a secret?
No, not at all. No, everyone got... People who know, know. If you know, you know. And, you know, we're just real friends. That's just, like, what it is. But, yeah, so you've been working on a debut album, right?
Yes, I have, and I finished it in October, and it's coming out in March, and it's called Organ.
I'm so excited.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm very excited for everybody to hear it. So, yeah.
So, are there an array of vocalists on this album, or is it more instrumental? Like, I want to know about it.
No, lots of the sort of not... I'd say there's probably like half of the tunes have vocals on them, sort of like written together in collaboration with myself. And I sort of love the musical elements. I love songwriting. I like lyrics. I like sort of musical nuance, but I also like creating music for sort of club environments and like the aesthetics of a club environment and sort of like really playing on those sort of on those kind of sonic interpretations of like music, basically. So yeah.
So like, if people aren't familiar with you, let's play a song of yours, and you get to choose it. So what are we going to listen to?
God, you put me on the spot there.
Well, that's the beauty of 808s and Maids.
Let's play a track called Devotion.
Okay, this is Devotion by Dimension. Wow. That felt good to say. All right, let's listen.
We'll be right back.
All right, you're back on 808s and Mates with me. You know who I am, but I'm with Dimension. Did I say it right?
You said it great, yeah.
Dimension. I feel like sometimes when I say words too much, they lose their meaning, and it just happened to me. I've also been alone for 2 weeks, so it might have like just really gotten to my head. I have like a bunch of questions for you, actually. How long have you been producing for?
Properly, as in like full time, I'd say about 6 years, 6-7 years, like doing it as like a full time job. But I sort of started making music just before like the YouTube era, just before like the sample packs were like really, really sort of easily available. You had to sort of learn everything yourself, so it took a while to sort of get good, especially on the engineering side. So about 6-7 years, I'd say.
That's dope. I mean, I'm super excited to see you play tonight, but I'm gonna let you go after this, but we're gonna curate 3 songs back to back right now.
Okay.
But before that, I do want to ask what your favorite dinosaur is and why.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not a huge...
First one that comes to mind.
I mean, the first one in my mind is just T-Rex. T-Rex is also a really cool English band, if you've not heard of them.
Aren't they like an old school band?
Yeah, I know. Lead singer is like Mark Bolan.
Should we play some T-Rex?
There's a really great song. I'm trying to remember the name of it now.
We're gonna play some T-Rex. Yeah. We're going to Google the name later.
20th Century Boy, I think is the song.
20th Century Boy.
Yeah.
By T-Rex on Radio Wonderland. Love that. Super familiar with drum and bass, because I do think that in some countries it's super big, and then in a lot of countries it's also still very underground.
Yeah.
Do you have like a beginner's song for like getting into drum and bass that like people can start with?
I would say, yeah. I mean, I would say a good one is maybe a song called Afterglow by Wilkinson, which is probably one of the most like commercially successful songs from the drum and bass scene, but also is like still played in clubs all the time. It's like by all the DJs, it's like a really great piece of songwriting. So that's what I'd probably recommend somebody to listen to.
Awesome, we're gonna listen to that right now.
Even though the dancing's done, don't worry, cause the night is young. Who cares where we go? We're ready for the afterglow. So we want this night to last. Even though the dancing's done, don't worry, cause the night is young. Who cares where we go? We're ready for the afterglow. Someone hold us right back, cause we want this night to last. Smoke and love and rainbows afterglow. We're ready for the afterglow. Lights and action, strong attraction afterglow. We're ready for the afterglow.
Okay, last question. Well, no, this is the last song. Is there a song, any genre, that you listen to that you wish that you had made?
There's a song called Fatso by an artist called Metric that I just think is like the most amazingly simple drum and bass tune, and it's like an exercise in how simplicity can be so powerful, and it has huge like techno influences in there, which I really like. And that is one tune that I wish I had made.
Okay, Fatso by Metric.
We'll be right back.
Okay, last question. I know you love to cook. Favorite thing to cook?
Paella, because I'm half Spanish.
So, funny story, guys. We actually got served paella. How do you say it again?
Paella.
Paella.
Paella. The double L is yeah.
Paella.
Paella.
Paella. Okay, so in quarantine, we actually don't really get that much of a choice in what we get to eat. It's like three choices for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They leave it outside the door. We can't see anyone. It's like a whole thing.
Yeah.
We actually got in trouble in quarantine because we were talking. Yes. It was like jail. Yeah. But we got some paella.
It's good.
And it was out of 10, what would you say?
I would say 2.
Yeah, I would say like a minus 2.
Yeah, minus 2.
It was like a soggy risotto with fish in it.
Yeah, it was really, I mean, my grandmother would have been absolutely sort of horrendously disappointed with that. It was awful.
Well, now you've made me hungry, so I have to go. But I'll see you tonight at the show, and you're a legend. And guys, literally, like, let's plug your socials. It's all at Dimension, right?
Dimension, yeah, yeah.
That's it. You've got the best one. You won the internet.
Thank you.
Yes. All right. Peace.
Alice in Wonderland.
All right, that was 808s and Mates with Dimension. What a lovely guy. Love him so much. Now I have a guest mix for you guys from the legend himself. Super stoked on this. Let's get into it. This is Dimension with his guest mix on Radio Wonderland.
Welcome to Radio Wonderland. We'll be right back.
Just take me away. Oh, just turn over the page for the next chapter.
Yeah. Wonderland.
Oh,
Connect with Allison with hashtag Radio Wonderland.
You feel unsteady, but I won't bend. Your heart is open, I need you to breathe again. And it all comes rushing back. Your heart is open, I need you to breathe again.
And it all comes rushing back.
Your heart is open.
Feel just a little bit more. High on fire, burning for each other. Hold me just a little bit, hold me just a little bit more. When you're holding me close, feel the beat of your heart, and I'm needing your touch to feel alive. I need it.
Wonderland.
Oh my god, that was so awesome. Okay guys, that's it. We've reached the end of episode 201. I want to give a massive shout out to Dimension. What a dope, awesome human for being on the show with me today. His new album, Organ, is out everywhere. Go check it out. He's so talented. I'm loving all the tunes, and I'll see you next week for another episode. I'm Alice in Wonderland. Peace.